The Knoxville healthcare event wasn't scheduled to start until 6 a.m., but when volunteers with the medical charity Remote Area Medical arrived at 3 a.m., they found hundreds of people already waiting in line. Many had slept in the parking lot overnight, desperate to see the charity's dentists and doctors. Remote Area Medical, RAM for short, has sponsored hundreds of these healthcare expeditions all over the world. Remarkably well organized, RAM volunteers soon had everyone inside, out of the cold and damp. Blood pressure and other vitals were quickly taken, along with a brief medical history. And then the doctors, who also volunteer their time, did an initial health screening. Most of these people have jobs, and many have health insurance, but their plans don't pay for extras like dental and vision care. RAM volunteer dentist Danny Chaco says the poor, whether working or not, simply can't afford the high cost of care.
Give you an example, an extraction in most offices runs anywhere between $100 to $150. So if you have five teeth taken out, that's $500. And who's got $500 in a year's time, let alone in a month's time?
Knoxville resident Christy Luthke is a perfect example. Her teeth are in poor shape. Most of those in the front are gone altogether. After struggling to find dental care for years, she's chosen a drastic solution. She's going to have all her teeth removed and replaced with dentures.
It's embarrassing. It's put me in depression. And I have always been told throughout my life that I had a beautiful smile. And so that's all I'm looking to gain back, is just to be able to look somebody face to face and show my smile.
RAM's timing couldn't have been better for Luthke. She's getting married in April and hopes to have her new smile in time for the wedding. And she's not alone. RAM has more than 50 dental chairs set up, and all are soon full. In a dark corner at the far end of the community center, eye specialists are performing various vision tests. Ophthalmologist Paul Whitkey says RAM is capable of grinding more than 300 pair of new prescription eyeglasses a day.
That's our biggest thing, I think. We help a lot of people out with their glasses, be able to see again and, you know, have a job, hold a job, which maybe they can't do right now because they can't see well enough. So it's a big help for our patients.
British adventurer Stan Brock originally created RAM in 1985 to provide health care in the world's poorest, most isolated communities.
When I was living as a vaquero or cowboy in a very remote part of the upper Amazon, got badly injured by a wild horse, and one of the other cowboys said, well, the nearest doctor is 26 days on foot from here. It was about that time that I had that inspiration that maybe we ought to bring those doctors a little bit closer.
RAM opened a U.S. office more than a decade ago, initially just to raise funds for its overseas efforts. But one day, Brock got a call from officials in a nearby county in Tennessee, where the only hospital had just closed. They asked if RAM could do anything to help. Brock loaded a couple of dental chairs into the back of a pickup truck, rounded up some volunteer doctors, and went to see what could be done.
After that, we got a call from the county next door and the next door to that, and pretty soon we were doing it every week. And so, as I said, this is now number 590 of these special operations that we've done.
Doctors in the U.S. may not practice medicine outside the states where they're licensed, but several out-of-state doctors volunteered here in Knoxville. Several years ago, the Tennessee legislature passed a law, at RAM's urging, that provides a temporary medical dispensation. Doctors traveling to the state to provide charity care are welcome to do so. Brock says it's the only law of its kind in the United States.
This really needs to be the law throughout the country. Unfortunately, it's not. So it makes it very difficult when we go to other states to be able to come up with enough volunteers to meet the kind of need that you see here.
Dentist Danny Chaco has lost count of the number of RAM expeditions he's volunteered for, but he thinks it's around 70 or 80. He has no intention of stopping anytime soon and encourages others to volunteer as well.
Let's not forget the people that need this kind of care, because the people that need this care, that could just as easily be one of us sitting in that chair.
Although it began its expeditions in South America, today most of RAM's clinics are held in rural communities in the United States. But its international work continues. It operates an air ambulance in Guyana and has run training programs for community-based animal healthcare workers in Guyana and Kenya. After the earthquake in Haiti, RAM began sending teams of nurses, pharmacists, and x-ray technicians to Port-au-Prince to help relief efforts there. Reporting for VOA News, Mike Osborne, Knoxville.